Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, victory over worry in life and career. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Victory is yours over worry. View the life of King David, a great leader in ancient times, a mighty warrior, king, and shepherd, who wrote about his life and career journey and his battles and victories over worry, fear, and doubt. Great leaders fight and win battles against their enemies of worry, fear, and doubt. Great leaders stand in victory with the enemy beneath their feet. Throughout my life and career, the enemies of worry, doubt, fear are battles I learned to win by following King David's example. The battle plan. Things we cannot control, we surrender to God. Try this. Make a list of things that you worry about. Write them on a piece of paper. Then, as an act of faith, take the following steps. Then crush the paper and destroy it. I've learned that giving my cares to God makes all the difference, and it follows the plan that David employed. We are leaving our worries in the hands of God. Then you will experience His peace. Here is the battle plan for victory on your life and career journey. 1. Acknowledge to God your battle. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you, King David, Psalm 56, verse 3. 2. Announce your trust in God for victory. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? States King David, Psalm 56, verse 11. 3. Act on God's instructions and believe His promises. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, states King David in Psalm 55, verse 22. Believe God's promises. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you, Psalm 32, verse 8. Finally, acclaim your victories through God. David states, the king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. He writes in Psalm 21, verses 1 through 2. My friend, put to action and remember David's battle plan for victory as you face your enemies of worry, fear, and doubt. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. He writes in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7. Whatever you're facing, remember the tested promises of God by King David and other great leaders from ancient times. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Finally, others will benefit when they hear of your victories. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.